I just be talking about whatever. Hey, welcome to Podcasting About Whatever. I'm your host, Shannon Kareem. I just want to thank you for joining me on this journey of thought-provoking randomness and conversation. I hope you enjoy. Hello, hello. Hello, beautiful people. How are you all doing? I pray that you all are doing well, in good health, in good mental health, in good physical health. Thank you. Thank you so much for tuning in to Podcasting About Whatever. Again, I'm Shannon Kareem. And before I get started, please go out and like, share, subscribe, and don't forget that you can email me at podcastingaboutwhatever@gmail.com. And remember, whatever is spelled W-H-A-T-E-V-A, just like the title of the podcast. But yeah, hit me up if you have any questions, comments, critiques, or anything like that. Just kind of wanted to get all that out the way. But how are you all doing? Honestly, how are you doing? We are at the end of 2020, just maybe 2 or 3 days away from the end of 2020, depending on whenever you're listening to this. Or you may already be in 2021 by the time you hear this. But you know, we made it. And I say that so like reluctantly and very kind of, I'm kind of easing into that. Because this year has truly been a year for the books. Like, I really don't even have any words to describe 2020, but I would say this has been a year for the books. And to be honest with you, I don't even know what that phrase means, a year for the books. I'm thinking if I make up my own definition, it means like something that will go down in history, like something that will be written about and that we'll always remember. I'm guessing, but that's what I think when I think about 2020. It's been just a smorgasbord of emotions, like a whole lot of nothing and everything all at the same time. And I'll tell you what I mean by that. Like, it's been a whole bunch of nothing because due to us being quarantined, everything had to slow down and pretty much stop and close down. And we were like at a standstill. We couldn't travel or move about as normal. So that was the whole bunch of nothing. We were, for a little while, for some of us anyway, bored in the house. So that was just a whole bunch of nothingness. But then it was, even though we were at like a standstill, and there was, quote unquote, a whole bunch of nothingness, there was a lot of everything going on at the same time, whether it was finally, and I kind of say finally, a bigger spotlight on racial injustice, the political climate that was going on, the protesting, and I don't mean just the protesting about George Floyd or Breonna Taylor or anything like that, or Ahmaud Arbery, but I mean the protesting because people just got tired of being in the house bored. People were tired of wearing masks, or they just needed to get back to work because they needed money, things like that. So that those protests that were going on, and also, I just want to give a special shout out to the teachers and anyone in the school system, because I thought about how for some teachers, they had to learn new systems on how to teach kids virtually and then try to capture and keep the kids' attention virtually. And then some of those teachers also had children So not only were they teaching other people's kids, but now they have to somehow make sure that their kids are taken care of. And then any parent who had to figure out working, school, keeping the kids entertained. And then with the kids, I mean, people may not even think about it, but in certain age groups, like, socialization is important. And for those kids who couldn't be around their little friends and things like that, and then just the kids who were affected by this, like, it's just a lot. And then just, you know, seeing the healthcare workers and unfortunately a lot of untimely deaths that went on this year. It was just a lot this year. It was really a lot. And it feels weird to, because in everything, I'm the type of person, I like to weigh the pros and the cons. And there are times when things happen where you just can't find the cons, I mean the pros of certain things. But through this year, I did try to weigh out the pros and the cons. And I say that lightly, knowing that for a lot of people this year, in their mind, there probably weren't any cons, even though they've made it to the last day of 2020. Depending on the mindset or what all certain people had to go through this year, they probably see no pros. I hope I said that right in the beginning, but they probably see no pros. Nothing good came out of this year. And I sympathize and empathize with those individuals. I really do. So I say this kind of like tiptoeing into it, but I did take time to reflect and think about the pros and cons of this year. So I'll start with the pros. And hey, you know, after you listen to this podcast, like, email me and let me know your pros and cons, or just email me and let me know what your takeaways are or were for 2020. And maybe we can like encourage each other. But anyway, like I was saying, my pros for this year would probably be, for 2020, would probably be the health of my family. I'm just so grateful that to have my family still here, that I can reach out and call them and or Zoom with them or FaceTime them. One thing that I can take away is that my relationship with my mother and my relationship with my father we were already really tight. I'm already pretty tight with my parents, but I believe that we got even tighter because we were just calling each other, keeping each other encouraged. I learned a lot of things about my parents that I didn't know, just random questions about them as just not just as my mom and dad, but just as a man and a woman. I learned a lot. I like that with my family, on one side of my family, we try to do like once a month Zoom dinners and games, and I learned a lot about them. Then I got to see family members that I haven't seen in a long time through Zoom. The ironic thing is that I think that I've seen family members more this year than I have when I was free to move. However, just through Zoom and everything. And I think for me, I can say that it was the anxiety, and I use that word lightly, but the anxiety of tomorrow not being guaranteed or not knowing what tomorrow hold made me want to reach out and see and talk and kind of do my best to be involved in their lives as much as possible, because there were people that I knew, friends that I knew, who parents did not make it to the end of this year, and or family members didn't make it to even the middle of this year, you know. And it just really just kind of struck something in me that, like, Cherish the people that you have in your life. One conscious thing that I did this year too, whenever like I talked to specifically my mom and dad, was I pinpointed certain, I think the word is like innuendos about them, quirks and stuff about them. Like I tried to remember like how my dad sounds when he laughs, or how my mom sounds when she's excited about something, or when she's, you know, really passionate about something. Just trying to remember those things and just lock them in my heart, because it just really, this year really made me think about the fact that tomorrow really isn't promised, and, you know, to try to cherish those things as much as possible. I think another pro that I would say is maybe slowing down. I think that I've always been the type of person to want to like just take it one day at a time. Like one of my pet peeves I couldn't stand was when people would be like, oh, I can't wait till Friday, can't wait till Saturday. Because a job I used to work at, one of my supervisors, he used to say that all the time. And I told him, I said, you know what? Let me tell you something. I've read the end of the story, and guess what? We're all gonna die. So what are you rushing to? Because that's ultimately what's going to happen. And I know that sounds a little morbid or whatever, but that really was my mindset. Like, what are we rushing for? Like, let's just enjoy the moment. But I will say that even through this time of being quarantined, it made me slow down even more. Like, take your time. Like, slow down. Because it could all stop. And then, you know, you won't have anything to rush to or rush for or whatever. So I liked the slow it down, take it easy. It's going to be all right. You do have time for this. You can make time for that. That's a pro to me. I really enjoy that. And that's one thing that I pray that I take with me even into 2021. And to be honest, even as we go into 2021, it's not like we're going to see the 1st of January 2021 and everything's going to change. Or it could happen like that. I mean, you never know. Nothing's impossible when it comes to God. But I'm just saying that as I go into 2021, I'm just take it slow. Just take it slow. And let's see. I liked teleworking. For my job in particular, I work IT. It was a little difficult a little bit because I think that I work with some people who are technologically challenged. And it was just a little hard to try to troubleshoot and tell them how to do things over the phone. So unfortunately, some of my teleworking was cut short to where I actually had to physically go to the customer to help them with whatever it is that they had issues with. But for the most part, when I did have an opportunity to not have to leave my house, I enjoyed it. It's nice. You know, I was able to catch up on Netflix and just really chill out, you know. So I enjoyed that. I really liked that. I really liked the creativity that the quarantining brought out of certain people. I saw something online where this photographer, because, you know, it was like at the height of quarantine, and he still had clients that needed engagement pictures or family pictures for whatever. So what he did was, I think that he would have the individuals take the picture with their own cell phone, send it to him, and then he would crop a outdoorsy type background, or he would like Photoshop it to where he was still able to make his money as a photographer, but he wasn't putting himself in jeopardy or his clients in jeopardy. And I was like, that was really creative. And it probably sounds really simple to somebody who's like, hey, that's nothing. But for me, I just love the creativity that came out of this. I know a young lady who I bought a pair of earrings from. She started making earrings during quarantine, and now she got a whole business making earrings, and those earrings are fly. But things like that, or people who, you know, broke out their old sewing machines and started sewing, making masks, and just having a whole business off of this. I was just like, look at us being creative and stuff. I really loved it. And then I really loved the humanity for certain people that, granted, in anything, everything is going to rise to the top. The good and the bad is going to rise to the top. And yeah, there was a lot of people who were, you know, showed they A-words and were not, they were trash. But then there were really some people who really just showed the human side. Like, there was a video of a FedEx worker. And I think this was during a time where, well, I know because he said it, but there was not a lot of toilet paper or Clorox cleaning supplies and stuff like that. Stores was running out. And so he was delivering a package, and his neighbors had left extra paper towels, hand sanitizers out there. And they was like, hey, take one. And the FedEx driver, even though the sign said take one, he still knocked on the door and he was like, hey, can I get one of these? And he was like, yeah, whatever. The neighbor was like, yeah, whatever you need, go ahead and take it. And he started talking about how he had went to Walmart and everything, and they were just completely out. So he was like, man, this is a lifesaver because my family were running out of toilet paper and everything. And just to see people think about other people, like, oh my God, that just touched my heart. And it gave me hope and humanity, and just really made me think that there are really some good people in this world. Aside from the trash people, there are really some good people in this world who really take the time out to think about other people. People wearing masks, even despite on how they feel about it, they're like, it's not just about me, it's about the wellness and the safety for other people. And I was just like, that's what's up. And then another pro for me would be the awareness, it's specifically for racial injustice. To see white friends that I have personally whose eyes were open and they went hard in educating themselves and learning and wanting to learn, like, it almost makes me want to low-key cry right now, but I'm not going to. But to see not the white people who are just trying, you know, tried to make like Black Lives Matter look crazy and just went way too hard and did way too much. But I'm talking about the white people who had a certain way of thinking and really came to themselves and were like, okay, let me rethink my thinking. And really on both sides, Black and white people. Because I know for me, I had a change of thought about a lot of things as far as how I felt about white people and what they think and how they feel and everything like that. And it just really, like, I was just like, man, we going to be all right. I mean, not trying to have like a fairy tale Disney World mindset about it, because there's still a lot of work that needs to be done. However, to see people wake up, I really enjoyed that. I really did. Even to have some white friends of mine come to me and say, you know, what books do you recommend? And I know that there might be some Black people who are like, white people, they just need to go and learn this stuff on their own. They don't need to be asking. And we can go tit for tat for that. And you can have your opinion about it. And it is what it is. For me, I'm okay. It's a safe place here. You can ask me. I do not mind. I don't mind at all. And I really appreciate it. You know, I appreciate someone coming to ask me rather them walk around and be ignorant and say ignorant things and just really have a racist mindset and not even think about, let me rethink my thoughts. You know what I mean? So I really appreciated that. Yeah, I really did. And I liked, even though I'm with the political climate, I appreciated how Stacey Abrams, like really, I say Stacey Abrams herself, but I know it was a network of people, but just the work that she did in Georgia, in Atlanta specifically, you know, I loved seeing that. Now, when it comes to politics, you know, as quiet as it kept, I don't really trust anybody. I don't care what side they sit on, who they are, whatever. I just feel like if it's not power or money, they really, that's a whole nother subject. However, I was just very happy with just that whole movement. Of course, the cons are really obvious, like the lives that were lost. It's just, I don't know. It's so sad that I know that God does not make any mistakes. So I say this keeping that in mind, but I still believe that if our government would have just took the precautions earlier, that perhaps maybe some people's loved ones would still be here. That's just my opinion. That's just my thoughts. I realize that other people will think differently, and I respect that too, but that's just what I believe. And I just feel like there was certain people's lives that were lost that was just really unnecessary. But then I know that there was just some things that happened that were just what we feel was untimely, but you know, to God, it was, you know what I mean? I don't know. I don't know how I feel about saying that, but the lives that were lost, that was just the con, one of the cons. And then the selfishness of people, that's another con. Like people in the mask debate and the staying 6 feet apart debate, and then the selfishness about racial injustice, just because it's something that you can't relate to, doesn't mean that it's not a reality to somebody else. And that really, oh my goodness, the selfishness of us. It just really was, that light was so bright. And I was just like, oh my goodness. Like, cool, you don't believe in COVID. You don't believe in whatever conspiracy theory. However, that's a fact that there are some people who are dying from this disease. And there's a fact that, okay, maybe it won't affect you, but think about somebody else. Just take the time to think about somebody else. Ugh. Goodness gracious. Another con was not being able to move about quite like I wanted to, not being able to travel, and just all the uncertainties of like what we can do, what we can't do, restrictions, like that kind of sucked, but I understood it though. And then just my eyes being open to the bigotry and the racism and the, you know, just certain people that I've known really surprised me, just really surprised me in a bad way. And I mean, I'm glad I got to see who they were for who they were, who they are, I guess is what I'm trying to say. But it sucked though, because it's just like, well, dang. This person's been in my face all this time, all these years, and this is what you thought, and I, for, you know, not to know, and that sucks. That just sucks. So, those are my pros and cons for 2020. Like I said, email me, let me know what do you take from 2020, your pros, cons, what did you think about the year, how do you feel about the year, and I would say this, I would end this saying this, that there's no telling what 2021 holds. In spite of everything, I'm still pretty optimistic about the upcoming year. I know that no matter what, that God is in control. And I always remind myself that nothing takes God by surprise. It may shock the crap out of us, but he's never surprised by it. And the only way that we'll be able to maneuver through whatever is through him or leaning on him, you know. And I just have to keep that in remembrance. The things that I want to take with me into 2021 and not let them go, like I said before, is just the slowing down, the stillness, just the taking it one day at a time. It's gonna be all right. I don't need to rush through, because whatever the end's gonna be, it's gonna be that end regardless whether I'm moving there fast or slow. So just slow down, slow down. Awareness. I want to remain aware. I want Black Lives to be not just a moment, but like a whole movement. I want to keep it in the forefront of my mind. I want to continue to educate myself on Black history, on systemic racism, on just, I want to continue to be educated. I want to still highlight that that Black people, we weren't just important this summer. You know, we still here. Hello, somebody. I want to keep an open mind. I want to keep my vision on negative and positive. You know, I don't want to be blindsided by stuff. And I just want to make sure that I make the most out of every day and that I make a conscious effort to really live each day one day at a time. Each moment, each minute, just really taking it all in and not taking things and people for granted. So that's my 2020 wrap up. Like I said, hit me up. Let me know what you think. I'm open to whatever. But I really want to just say God bless you all. And God keep you. Thank you again for listening. And toast to 2021. Happy New Year. And until next time. Bye. Thank you so much for listening to Podcasting About Whatever. I pray you enjoyed yourself and maybe even got something out of our conversation. I look forward to hearing from you, so hit me up. You can email me at podcastingaboutwhatever@gmail.com. It's the same as the title. And remember, whatever is spelled WHATEVA. So that's podcastingaboutwhatever@gmail.com. I may even take some time to read some of your emails on air. I'll keep it anonymous if you want me to. So until next time, take care or whatever.